It is well known that Parashat Yitro is all about Aseret HaDibrot, about Matan Torah. Obviously, the focus of this week's Parsha is about receiving of the Ten Commandments. However, Parashat Yitro is also called Parashat Yitro for Yitro, Moshe's father-in-law, who suggests to Moshe a few suggestions of how to create a system, a court system, in order to judge people. And he tells Moshe off in this week's Aliyah. He tells him off that he cannot be the only one, the sole judge, judging the people. He must create a system in which there are other judges. He keeps Moshe at the end as some kind of the Supreme Court system, but he does urge Moshe to create alternative courts that will be able to receive people and to judge them. The main question, of course, is what is this whole parasha doing in the same parasha with the giving of the Torah, especially when Rashi points out that the order of events is not really the way it seems. The whole story of Yitro's advice is not really supposed to be where it is before Matan Torah. It really is supposed to be afterwards, and therefore the question is: why does the Torah put this whole discussion of the juridical system together with Matan Torah? I'm not sure I'm going to answer that question right now, but I do want to point out that when Yitro comes to Moshe Rabbeinu and he tells him, "What are you doing, Moshe? You're sitting there by yourself, judging the people. What's wrong with you? You can't do it yourself. You must have other people doing it with you." And Moshe explains to Yitro that it's not so simple. Why isn't it simple? Why is it so difficult? Moshe tells Yitro that, Yitro, there's something that you don't understand, fundamental that you don't understand about the legal system in Judaism. I am not just judging people when they come and have fights and arguments. The purpose of the judge in Am Yisrael, in the Torah system, is also to deliver the Torah and to teach Torah. Moshe explains, "Ki yavo elai am lidrosh Elohim." People come to me to seek guidance, to seek closeness to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It is true, Ki elam devar ba'alai v'shifatki ben ishu ben re'u. It is true that I come to judge them when they come and have arguments. But I also hodati et chukei Elohim v'torotav. My purpose, the Ramban points this out, that Moshe Rabbeinu is explained to Moshe, to Yitro, that the purpose is not just to settle disputes, but it is also to teach the people Torah. The judge figure in the Jewish community is very different than any other judge around the world. Around the world, the sole purpose of the judge is to somehow to declare what the law is, to rule the law. When people have an argument, to rule in favor of one of them based upon the law. However, Moshe Rabbeinu explains that the dayan, the shofet, in the Jewish system, his job is also to teach Torah, to teach the law. And therefore Moshe is hesitant. He says, maybe there are other people that can be judges, but my job of giving over the Torah, of teaching the Torah, is such that I'm not so sure I can just give anyone that job to do. I think that this idea might also explain to us a little bit why is this whole discussion connected to the giving of the Torah. That the Torah is not just a book of law, that the judges, their purpose is to create a legal system and teach people how they're supposed to act in the daily and in a society. That is true about the whole entire world. And the Torah also has that element. However, there's another deeper meaning to what the Torah is about, and therefore the rabbis and the teachers and the shoftim that teach the Torah are not just to make peace between in a society where people have arguments and fights, but rather the Torah has also a way of life, drishat Elohim. The Torah has the ideas of how we can come to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That is also responsibility of the shoftim, of the dayanim. Boker tov, and Tu Bishvat Sameach to everyone.